A voice, Goldfinger's voice, flat, uninterested, said, "Now we can begin." Bond turned his head towards the voice. His eyes were dazzled by the light. He squeezed them hard and opened them. Goldfinger was sitting in a canvas chair. He had taken off his jacket and was in his shirt sleeves. There were red marks around the base of his throat. On a folding table beside him were various tools and metal instruments and a control panel. On the other side of the table, Tilly Masterton sat in another chair. She was strapped to it by her wrists and ankles. She sat bolt upright as if she was in school. She looked incredibly beautiful, but shocked, remote. Her eyes gazed vacantly at Bond. She was either drugged or hypnotized. Bond turned his head to the right. A few feet away stood the Korean. He still wore his bowler hat, but now he was stripped to the waist. The yellow skin of his huge torso glinted with sweat. There was no hair on it. The flat pectoral muscles were as broad as dinner plates, and the stomach was concave below the great arch of the ribs. The biceps and forearms, also hairless, were as thick as thighs. The 10 minutes to two oil slicks of the eyes looked pleased and greedy. The mouthful of blackish teeth formed an oblong grin of anticipation. Bond raised his head. The quick look around hurt. They were in one of the factory workrooms. White light blazed round the iron doors of two electric furnaces. There were bluish sheets of metal stacked in wooden frames. From somewhere came the whir of a generator. There was a distant muffled sound of hammering, and behind the sound the faraway iron pant of the power plant. Bond glanced down the table on which he lay spread-eagled. He let his head fall back with a sigh. There was a narrow slit down the centre of the polished steel table. At the far end of the slit, like a foresight framed in the V of his parted feet, were the glinting teeth of a circular saw. Bond lay and stared up at the little message on the lamp bulb. Goldfinger began to speak in a relaxed, conversational voice. Bond pulled the curtains tight across the ghastly peep show of his imagination and listened.